Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Here we go. Dave is joining us on Second Date Update. You can too if you have been out what you thought was a great first date but can't get the other person really to even communicate with you, much less get to a second. Let us know. Dave, what stood out to you about Nora?
Everything. I mean, thanks for helping me with this. I'm just haunted by how cool she is. I can't stop thinking about her.
Haunted?
In a good way, I'm assuming?
No, yeah, in a good way. Okay. I'm kind of bummed, though. I don't think she feels the same way. She's not really been answering any of my messages since the date.
And so how did that go? Let's back up to that first date and tell us all about it.
It was great. We went out for like an early evening date, shared a bunch of appetizers, talked about the parties coming up for the holidays. She's smart. She's funny. She's really cute. I wanted to take her to at least a couple of those parties.
Yeah, and with that coming up, you want to establish something, I would guess, so you both feel comfortable doing that. And it is obviously a busy time of year.
Did you bring that up at all? Like on the date, did she seem receptive of like maybe going to a party with you or something?
Yeah, I mean, we both talked about, I mean, it was going to be a little bit of dancing around schedules, but, you know, she seemed cool with it. I mean, my friends throw the kind of parties where everyone dances. She says she likes to dance, and she was all in.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Can we go? All right, can you think? I know it's not about us. All right, so Dave, can you think of a moment where things might have, I don't know, taken a turn, or might have been a little uncomfortable or awkward? Maybe a misunderstanding.
Maybe not anything like that, but there was not like a. Nothing terrible, but maybe a speed bump, if anything. Just while we were there, the waiter and her had gone to the same high school, but he was like 5 years and younger than she was behind him in school. And it was like just one of those, you know, small world moments, which is kind of like, all right, fine, you know, it's new, do the obligatory, hey, hi, how you doing, blah, 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 and we get back to our fun.
But she didn't, did she seem attracted to him or anything, or that it was, there was some connection there?
I mean, just it's so much that, hey, you were in dinner class.
Yeah,
and you know,
got it. Yeah, so that's interesting. If that's all you can think of, yeah. let's just do this, Dave, as we always do. We're just going to call Nora and see if she'll talk to us and give an explanation and hopefully lead you to a second date. So hold on right there. Second half, second date update coming up with Nora and Dave next on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We are hoping to get Dave some answers on why Nora may be a bit slow getting back to him for a second date. And here's why Dave might be a little confused by that, especially after such an enjoyable first date.
It was great. We went out for like an early evening date, shared a bunch of appetizers, talked about the parties coming up for the holidays. She's smart. She's funny. She's really cute. I wanted to take her to at least a couple of those parties.
All right. So obviously time is ticking on that. So let's just call Nora and see if she is still interested.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Nora, please?
Yeah, this is Nora. Who's this?
Yeah. Hi, Nora. Good morning. This is not a sales call or anything like that. And we are calling from a local radio station, 102.9 The Wolf. We're Thunder and PT.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hey, Nora.
Hi.
You've heard the show.
Are you familiar with? Okay. So you might be familiar with something we do a couple of times a morning called Second Date Update. And this is where we call someone who has been out on a first date, but can't get that person to really respond to a text, even say they're not interested in a second date. And so we have a listener of ours who contacted us about you. That you've been out on a date. You might remember Dave from a couple of weeks ago.
No, I haven't been on a date with anyone named Dave.
Really? Okay. Tia told us on this date that you had a waiter conversation with that wasn't you.
You guys went to the same high school. You and the waiter went to the same high school when you were on your date.
Right.
Yes.
No, that's so weird. Okay, that happened on my date with someone named DJ.
But not Dave.
No.
All right, we're confused. You don't know any Daves? Or at least a Dave in the last 2 weeks that you went on a date with?
No, a DJ, and our waiter that night was my friend's little brother. I haven't seen him in years.
Oh.
Okay, I'm a little embarrassed here, sorry. Maybe I should have clarified this.
Hello?
Okay.
Wait, what's going on? Who's that?
Yeah, so... Hey, I think, Nora, we need to let you know that, so Dave's on the line.
Yeah, we got a Dave that you went out with.
Or we thought you went out with.
He says he went out with you. Dave, can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, I can explain everything. We met through a dating app, and on the dating profile that I made, instead of using my name, I used my initials.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
I have a jealous ex, had a bad breakup, and it just seems easier to stay under the radar. So I go by DJ. I mean, my name is Dave, but I go by DJ when I met you. So,
all right. Well, to be honest, it sounds a little sus. You're hiding from your ex.
Why would it matter? Like, if your ex is jealous, whatever. Like, she assumes that you're dating anyway. Right, like, why would you hide that?
Yeah.
Well, like it was a really ugly breakup, and I was on another dating app, and I just used my regular name and stuff, and she stalked me there, And I gotta go. Bye.
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Okay, he's leaving. All right, he's gone. Dave's.
Is he there?
All right.
This is the weirdest thing
okay,
ever.
I'm pretty sure, Nora, that Dave or DJ has a girlfriend.
I mean, you think she was there?
Yeah.
Why would he use, like...
Was DJ reaching...
Why would he give us the name... Like, why wouldn't he just go by DJ? Like, I don't... Like, if you're going to have an alias, keep the damn alias long as possible.
You got to keep the game... You got to keep the game going. Oh, we should just rename Second Date Update as Guys Are Dumb.
I was looking forward to this, too, but, it's okay. I got a bad, like, slimy vibe from him anyway.
Okay,
maybe you kind of helped me dodge a bullet.
So did you, before we called, Nora, you didn't want to see DJ again anyway, right?
I mean... No, I was very, if he had reached out and been a little persistent, maybe I would have, just because, why not? But, no, we weren't really vibing.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. Yeah.
Did you get any kind of a thought that he might have been, with somebody now?
Yeah, was that intuition, or you just got the slimy vibe you had just was about
something different
in general?
Yeah, I did not think that he was with someone.
Yeah.
I just felt like he was a little, off. When you get a bad feeling, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, we still don't know what. Maybe he thinks his girlfriend is listening or his ex is listening, and maybe they are broken up, but I guess it doesn't matter. Obviously, you're not ready to.
Yeah, maybe his ex that he's talking, maybe it's not truly an act.
All right, any would-be cheaters.
You seem awesome, Nora. So I really hope that you can find somebody. Like, you seem like a really straightforward gal.
Actually been on a lot of really fun dates. Was hoping you were calling me about one of those.
Maybe another
time.
All right. So if any of our listeners have gone out on a date with Nora in the last couple of weeks, give her a call. Well, until then, hopefully.
Thanks for listening, too, by the way.
But we're always here for you, Nora, if you ever want to be on Second Date Update.
Thanks.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.